95.1 The Wolf. I have on the phone Dr. Turner from My Emergency Room 24/7 and Urgent Care Clinic. How are you doing today, doctor?
I'm surviving like everybody else, I guess, during these times.
Seriously, I know that you guys are obviously seeing an impact through all this coronavirus. Can you explain some of the impact that it's having on you guys specifically?
I mean, the biggest thing, I guess, are all the precautions that we've got to take. We've had to put in, you know, a protocol for handling people that are, you know, before all this, that was coming in with cough and fever that you would have taken as just a bronchitis, or even a mild community-acquired pneumonia that still exists and are still coming in our doors. But now, you know, we have to go to extraordinary measures when they come in to make sure that we're keeping everyone protected, because you don't know if it's the coronavirus. And that's, you know, it's difficult on all of us that are in healthcare right now.
Absolutely. And I know that's got to be just a pain to try to have to handle, you know, because if it does happen, then you're down people and then people aren't getting treated and it can be just a big mess.
Yeah, and that's where this whole thing that I think you've heard people talk about, the flattening of the curve. You know, what does that mean? This two-week social distancing or isolation or, you know, citywide lockdowns, you know, what are these going to accomplish? Are we going to eradicate the virus by just having people shut themselves in? No. But what we're attempting to achieve here is, instead of having this giant spike where the virus just went unchecked and we wind up with millions of people across this country infected at the same time, our healthcare system would be overrun and we are incapable of taking care of that number of people that require that level of care. And so by stringing this out, I mean, we're still going to have infections. That's not going to go away with what we're doing right now. But if we can level that and flatten that curve out so that we're not dealing with millions of people at once, we're dealing with thousands of people. Our goal and our attempt here is to be able to manage it through the hospitals and the clinics, because then we would be able to handle that number of patients. But we don't have enough ICU beds and ventilators to handle, you know, millions and millions of people that are in respiratory failure due to this virus. And make no mistake here, this is a very serious virus that we are dealing with.
I love that you're saying that, because I'm seeing lots of people, of course, on social media talking about how this is not such a big deal. Like, why do we have to be shut in? So I'm glad that you are talking about how important this really is.
It is. And I think Italy should illustrate this for all of us. You know, the information coming out of China, body, I don't know that you can trust all those kind of numbers, but Italy should certainly illustrate to you just how serious this is if this virus goes unchecked. They are dealing with thousands of deaths in not a very large country. I mean, they only have, you know, 20, 30 million people that live in that country, and yet, you know, they've already dealt with 5,000 deaths. A third of all the deaths across the entire world have occurred in Italy. So these measures are necessary. I know they're not fun for people to deal with, but please take them seriously.
I'm on the phone with Dr. Turner from My Emergency Room 24/7 and Urgent Care Clinic. Now, people have this fear right now. You know, they do get a cough, or maybe they have a slight fever and they kind of start to freak out. Does everybody need to go get tested who feels kind of sick? What precautions should we be taking?
The reality right now is that we don't have enough tests to be able to test everyone. If we did, for those of you who have experienced strep throats or the flu, you've probably noticed there was really no limitation when you'd walk into a clinic. You could pretty well get tested. We would love to have been in that situation with coronavirus, but we are not. So the testing is limited. So right now, the recommendations out of the CDC, or Centers for Disease Control, is to test people that hit certain qualifications. Are they febrile? Do they have a fever? Are they coughing and are they short of breath? And if they hit those things, and we don't find another explanation, such as strep, such as the flu, such as, you know, a community-acquired pneumonia, then that warrants coronavirus testing. So not everybody is going to be able to get it. I think all of us on the healthcare side are hoping that the tests will be made more available and that we will be able to start putting in some of the kind of things that you've seen in some other cities where there's some drive-through testing available. We don't have that here in Abilene yet. I wish we did. So that if you did have a cough or a concern, you could come up there and get tested very easily without, you know, potentially contaminating people inside of the clinics and the hospitals. Any of you that have attempted to go to the local hospitals will probably notice they're on lockdown. You are not going to be allowed to go inside those doors unless there's a very good reason for you to be there.
So what is the best thing for people to do if they feel like they may have some of these symptoms?
So if you feel like you got a cough and to you it just seems like a normal cold, or maybe even you think you have the flu, as long as it's manageable, you know, and you know what you can tolerate, if you're not sitting at home huffing and puffing, short of breath, worried that you actually have an issue with your ability to breathe, then it's manageable. I would advise you to just stay home, because there is no treatment for the coronavirus. If you are severe enough, you know, we put you on a ventilator, we put you on a breathing machine. Other than that, for everyone else that's experiencing kind of mild to moderate symptoms with this, tough it out. stay at home, take some Tylenol for the fever, stay hydrated, expect to be sick for a week to 10 days, and then you'll emerge from that. You're going to be okay. It's the elderly, the infirm, the people with pre-existing medical conditions that seem to be hitting hardest with this. Although that's not to say that you can't find examples of people that are perfectly healthy 20 and 30-year-olds that have gotten this and have been hit hard too. That has happened. But by and large, it's the elderly and the folks with pre-existing conditions that are hit hardest. So if you're not struggling to breathe and you feel like this is manageable at home, manage it at home.
Stay at home, baby. I love it. Thank you so much. Dr. Turner, anything else you'd like to add just to maybe help calm some of this fear for some of our listeners?
Well, I mean, you're always welcome to call. I can't speak for the other clinics and the other hospitals in town, but you know, you're always welcome to call us up at the ER, the urgent care, and we'll do our best to help you out over the phone. The other option you have is our virtual clinic. You know, you can go to our website and there's a link there to the virtual clinic, and you put in the code DOC247 and you'll get me or one of my other providers on it. We can try and take care of you from home so that you don't have to venture out, put yourself at risk.
And that virtual clinic he's talking about connects you directly to a doctor so you can get treated from the comfort of your home. They can diagnose you over the phone and they can even send the prescriptions over to you.
Correct.
Dr. Turner from My Emergency Room 24/7 and Urgent Care Clinic, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us and just kind of explain some more of this coronavirus.
All right. All y'all stay safe.
Thank you so much.